before. Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living, I'm happy, and I'm free.
And that's how we like to start every Saturday morning. Happy and free. Free of all the garbage that's in the news. Free to start the weekend. Whatever you have planned for your Arizona weekend, we'd like to start it right here. Happy and free at Rosie on the House. I'm Romy. Gary's behind the mic, and we're joined this hour in our 7 o'clock hour, our Arizona People, Places, and Things with the Senior Director of Trade and Media Relations, Becky Blaine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. What is the Director of Trade and Media Relations?
So I and my team are responsible for promoting Arizona, not only here around the state, but also across the United States and internationally as well. So we travel to different countries such as China and the UK and Germany, Canada, Mexico, all those big feeder markets, and promote the beauty of Arizona.
Well, y'all do a great job in the Asian market. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, y'all are doing your job.
It's definitely one of our fastest growing markets.
So what do we have for the local market, though, the local residents?
So we have a great selection of, you know, events and things to do around the state. If you want to take a quick little day trip or even just go, you know, into here in the valley from, you know, Tempe into Phoenix or out to Mesa or out to Queen Creek, there's plenty of things to do and see right here in our own backyard without having to travel too far. And I think a lot of times we get spoiled by living here and we kind of start to take our events and our beauty of the state for granted and realize, you know, the Grand Canyon's in our backyard. But you know what? It's only a 3.5-hour drive from Phoenix, too. So that's a quick, beautiful, let's drive up north and see the beautiful fall foliage or something like that. But immediately what we have going on this weekend, if you're looking for something to do, Tempe is celebrating their 45th annual Four Peaks Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is always a good time.
I didn't realize the Four Peaks Brewery Company is 44 years old, or at least
maybe the Oktoberfest is celebrating their 45th anniversary, and Four Peaks is the main sponsor, because I think they're probably only about 20, 25 years old.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But for 44 years, they've been having an Oktoberfest in Tempe. Where is that on?
Tempe Town Lake.
Okay.
Yep. And so that's happening this weekend. And tickets are available and more information on TempeOktoberfest.com. Also this weekend, if you want to take a little drive, head down to Wilcox. They have their fall pumpkin celebration at Apple Annie's Produce and Pumpkins. So everybody loves going down to Wilcox. You know, it's one of our main growing regions here in the state with produce and great activities and things like that.
About an hour south of Tucson.
Yes, yes. So there's pumpkin picking, a corn maze, the pumpkin and buttermilk pancake breakfast. They even have some lunch options as well. And, of course, pumpkin pies, pumpkin bread, and homemade cider donuts.
I have yet to get down to Apple Annie's, but they have an incredible reputation.
They do. They do. So that information there is available at appleannies.com, and that's happening this weekend. And then we also have, if you're ready to get into the Halloween spirit, you know, it is October, and Jerome is having their Jerome Ghost Walk this weekend, too.
A ghost walk in Jerome.
A ghost walk in Jerome. You know, one of the most haunted towns we have here in Arizona.
So that's at night, and it's on the side of a mountain, the entire town, if you've never been there. They have like a flashlight and a tour guide and a watch your step disclaimer on that.
Yeah, it says they'll be out and about starting at 6:30 and a new performance starting every half hour. And all that information is on the JeromeHistoricalSociety.com website for this weekend.
Very fun. And how do I easily find all these? I mean, if I'm not the Director of Trade and Media Relations and I don't have all these printouts, where do I go to look around?
So our website is visitarizona.com, and you can click on events at the top navigation, and then choose the kind of event that you're interested in. It's broken down by family activities, by holidays, things like that, outdoor adventure, and you can then sort, and there's some options for you to put in dates and communities and really kind of pick and choose what you might be interested in.
I love the slider on the homepage. You've got the first one when you log on is Winslow, Arizona, and then there's the statue. Is that Glenn Frey?
Yeah, standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
I'm never sure. I can never remember off the top of the head which eagle that is, but is that Glenn Frey on the corner?
And so
little bronze statue.
That is one of our iconic photos where people from all over the world, you know the Eagles band, they know the song, and everybody comes, you know, on Route 66, and they want to
go
get their
take a picture with
taken on the corner, you know, in Winslow, Arizona. So I've done it myself. So.
Perfect. Now Winslow's not the same as Willcox.
Correct. Winslow.
Two different directions completely.
Correct. Winslow is more north on Route 66, and then Willcox is down south of Tucson.
So two great little towns, though. Both will have a lot of their own activities, their own legends. You know, you've got, obviously, the Eagles in Winslow, Arizona, but if you are new and you haven't heard of Rex Allen, a singing cowboy, one of the legends from early 1900s, and that's you know, they've got the Rex Allen Rodeo days, and I mean, that's a Rex Allen town, and the Winslow's kind of more the Glenn Frey town.
And that is one of the most, I think, iconic things about Arizona is that kind of mystique of the American West and the cowboy legends and things like that, where people come from all over the world to experience, you know, what it's like to be in a Western state. And maybe they stay, you know, in one of our cute little charming small towns, or they go out to one of our dude ranches and, you know, ride horses for the first time. But it really is one of those things that's just so charming about Arizona.
Where do you go to escape?
I go all over. I mean, not only for my job, but just for fun. So one of my all-time favorite trips was actually included Winslow, Arizona, and we did a little road trip. Last year, we went up to the Grand Canyon and did a little kind of loop up north and got to see Horseshoe Bend on the way into Page. And if you've ever seen that, it's just this beautiful, you know, it's the eastern side kind of the Colorado River. And it literally, the river forms a horseshoe shape around the rock. And it is just iconic. And that picture has spread like wildfire on social media around the world. And tourists will come from China to stand there and take their picture in front of Horseshoe Bend. And then Lake Powell, we stayed up there. And
have you ever been on the lake at any
Not yet, but it is on my bucket list to do a houseboat rental in the summertime and really just have fun, you know, maybe for a long weekend because they have great houseboat options up there at Lake Powell, Resort Marinas and Antelope Point Marina as well. So there's great options up there. But seeing Antelope Canyon in Page, that is becoming really famous also around the world, the beautiful Red Rock Slot Canyons that are on the Navajo Nation. So beautiful, iconic scenery that we have here.
And you just got you have the Rainbow Bridge on Powell back. I'm going to say it's like around a mile 42-ish, I think.
You can see it from some of the boat tours as well on the lake. So, yeah, really great, beautiful scenery that we, you know, have access to 365 days a year.
And the amount of elevation changes in that trip is really fun to experience. It's in North Carolina, they say, well, if you don't like the weather, stick around. It's going to change in 10 minutes.
They say that in Maryland, too.
Okay. In Arizona, it's like, well, if you don't enjoy the weather, drive 20 minutes in any direction and find a new elevation.
Yeah, we
maybe not 20 minutes, but you get from across the state side to side in 4 hours just about any direction.
We tell people you can literally
9,000 feet to below sea level.
Yeah, you can find 70 degrees anywhere in Arizona, you know, on any given day. There's somewhere that's 70 degrees and just beautiful, perfect weather. But we do have over, you know, 330 days of sunshine, and that's why people love traveling here. And it's why a lot of us live here.
And you wanted to talk a little bit about the renovations, bringing it back into the city. We're talking about going, you know, road tripping if you're looking to stay local or do a local resort. There's a lot of renovations happening.
Yeah, and so summertime is typically like our time where we do staycations around the valley, or, you know, we'll go down to Tucson or head up north or something like that to get out of the heat. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with hitting up one of your local resorts for a great dinner and a date night, or, you know, hanging out and just having a cocktail at one of the beautiful bars with these beautiful, you know, scenery of, you know, whether it's Camelback Mountain or, you know, up north in the Four Seasons, you know, has great views from their resort as well. But most recently, we've got some great renovations that have happened. The Hotel Valley Ho just did a multi-million-dollar renovation on their property and their guest rooms, and it just looks better than ever. You know, that's one of those iconic properties from the 50s that had that Rat Pack history of this famous celebrities that would come visit Old Town Scottsdale. So they have a great renovation that just happened, and the Phoenician is starting to unveil a lot of their renovated portions as well. So they just are doing guest rooms and the pool area. They just opened yesterday Mallory and Cotton, one of their new restaurants on property. They're building a brand new spa from the ground up. That'll be ready, I think, probably closer to the holidays in December. But yeah, a lot of great things happening for some of those resorts. And then we are also very fortunate that we have a lot of new resorts coming into the pipeline as well. So the Andaz in Scottsdale, right around Scottsdale and Lincoln.
You know, that lot has been vacant forever on the northwest corner.
No, that is a different lot. Okay. That is going but to be the new Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
That'll be opening probably around 2018, but just south of that on the left is the Andaz.
I happened by there for the first time in probably 5 years in the last month, and the amount of forever I thought, you know, when are they going to develop that? When is that going to get developed? And it had been so long, I thought, you know, they're probably just never going to do anything. All of a sudden, I mean, earth movers and new – I mean, they're putting something
massive
there.
So when it happens fast. Yeah.
They're not wasting any time.
Yeah, so that'll be the new Ritz-Carlton. And then you might know that the former Ritz-Carlton on Camelback and 24th Street is now the Camby. And so that's a great property, too. And they just unveiled a new daytime tipsy tea. So they have always had, like, an afternoon tea service. So that's kind of a fun outing, too. And then we have the brand new Mountain Shadows. Mountain Shadows on the Paradise
that's a high
Valley
school.
Side. No. I mean, yes, but no. Not the one I'm talking about. But right up there, 56 in Lincoln, on Paradise Valley Side. And it was originally a property from the 1950s and is now brand new and better than ever.